AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
As you know, I'm committed to keeping the lines of communications open between you and me personally, but our governments across the board.
President Biden has been meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Bali.
The world expects, I believe, China and the United States to play key roles in addressing global challenges from climate changes to food insecurity.
Residents of Kherson have been greeting Ukrainian troops arriving in the city as liberators. President Vladimir Zelensky joined them today, hailing the Russian withdrawal as the beginning of the end of the war. He walked the streets just hours after warning the Russians may have left behind booby traps and mines. In Washington, Congress returns to work today into an extremely volatile post-election landscape. Donna Warder takes a look.
Newly elected members of Congress arrive for orientation today after Republicans suffered one of the most disappointing midterm elections in decades, and control of the House is still undecided. On Tuesday, the GOP held closed-door leadership elections. Democrats did better than expected in the midterms, keeping narrow control of the Senate, but they too face leadership turmoil as the GOP pick up House seats toward majority control. In addition to the turmoil on Capitol Hill, former President Donald Trump is expected to announce his 2024 presidential bid on Tuesday. Donna Warder, Washington.
A shooting last night at the University of Virginia has killed 3 people and wounded 2 others. Police are searching for a suspect they say is considered armed and dangerous. The university has canceled classes for today. At the University of Idaho, police are investigating the deaths of 4 students as suspected homicides, their bodies found yesterday in a home near the campus. This is AP News. The 49ers throttled the Chargers last night. Correspondent Ryan Leong.
San Francisco's defense shut out the Chargers in the second half as the 49ers hang on to a 22-16 win. Elijah Mitchell returned after missing 2 months with a knee injury, rushing for 89 yards on 18 carries. Jimmy Garoppolo was 19 of 28 for 240 yards.
Just the maturity of our team, especially offensively, just how we stuck together. You know, it wasn't pretty early on, and they were doing some things that gave us trouble, but we stuck with it and got the W.
For Los Angeles, Justin Herbert was 21 of 35, passing for 196 yards with 1 touchdown and 1 interception. The Chargers have lost 3 of their last 4 games. Ryan Leong, Santa Clara.
2 overtime games yesterday. The Packers beat the Cowboys 31-28, and the Vikings overcame the Bills 33-30 in a wild finish. Tonight, Philadelphia hosts Washington, the Eagles undefeated so far this season. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You just cover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.